I don't just want an ordinary job.
Right now, as you should say, take a good swing at it.
Hello, Kate O'Toole with you. Today, the New South Wales government is in a spin. The Health Minister, John Della Bosca, has resigned from his position as minister as it was revealed that he'd had an affair with a 26-year-old. Now, he's 53. Why would a 26-year-old want to be shagging a 53-year-old? It does sound a little bit like a rhetorical question, but we will do our best to answer that today. What happens when you're in love with somebody who's a lot older than you? When their kids are your age, or when you have to explain to your parents that your partner's their age? And are your friends cool with hanging out with somebody double your age?
Cons, getting mistaken for his daughter occasionally.
If you've been in a relationship with someone a lot older than you, give us a call.
Hack 1300 0555 36. Text 1975 7555.
But first up, John Della Bosca. Don't you know who he is?
I made some poor personal decisions.
New South Wales Health Minister John Della Bosca has quit following revelations he had an affair with a 26-year-old woman.
I have to take responsibility for those poor personal decisions, the hurt that they've caused my family, the embarrassment they've caused my colleagues.
This exploded after the anonymous 26-year-old revealed all to Sydney's Daily Telegraph. She said she'd been having a six-month love affair with John Della Bosca, that they'd had sex in his parliamentary office, and that he'd missed a flight to open a new hospital in regional New South Wales just so he could be with her. He denied the details, but admitted to the affair.
John Della Bosca has been in politics a long, long time. Firstly, as a leading party official for the Labor Party, the New South Wales Labor Party.
Steve Lewis is national political correspondent for the Daily Telly. He says it's not the first time Della Bosca's been the subject of bad headlines. Remember his wife, the federal Labor MP, Belinda Neal.
And it was last year when the so-called Iguanagate affair erupted that the two of them particularly came to national prominence. You might recall allegations that the two of them had bullied staff at a restaurant, one of their local restaurants up on the New South Wales Central Coast.
I did nothing wrong.
I didn't behave any way that was abusive or obnoxious or illegal.
I did not swear. I did not threaten anyone's job.
Belinda Neal was alleged to have uttered the immortal words, "Don't you know who I am?"
And I did not use or misuse my position as an MP.
That has been alleged, but that is not the case.
John Della Bosca survived Iguanagate and he's since been seen as the biggest threat to Nathan Rees. His lover said he allegedly came home drunk and bragged about having enough support to knock off the Premier. But now, with Della Bosca out of the picture, Steve Lewis reckons Nathan Rees would be secretly smiling.
The bizarre thing about New South Wales is that, assuming this government goes the full four-year term, there won't be an election until, I think it's March 2011. So that's nearly 18 months away. So the poor punters in New South Wales who are having to put up with this joke of government, a government that is just a national laughingstock. You've got the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, who basically is clearly very uncomfortable with the state of affairs.
It was only recently that someone commented to me that Nathan Rees's government was so on the nose electorally that they couldn't even get themselves involved in a sex scandal. And here we are.
The Della Bosca resignation is just one more scandal in a growing list of scandals that has tarnished the good state of New South Wales.
John Barrington reporting there. He was speaking with Steve Lewis from the Daily Telegraph. Seriously though, is there anything attractive about dating a middle-aged silverback? According to this particular 19-year-old uni student, that all depends on size. The size of his wallet, that is.
Intellect, experience, and money.
I would so totally do Malcolm Turnbull. It is not even funny. And
if you compare him to like a 19-year-old loser who's like in uni and has no money and is like struggling to make ends meet, compared to him who's like done so much and knows so much, really intelligent and like has heaps of money, then who would you choose?
Would you have anything in common with Malcolm Turnbull?
Oh, God, yes. Our love for money.
You know, you get a lot of guys our age, they're like, yeah, let's go on a date, and you end up at Macca's, and you're a bit like, yeah, nah. They usually have nicer cars the older they get as well, so you look a bit cool. You're just, like, jumping out of the car, and they're like, yeah, a bit of a Lambo, it never goes astray. I can wait until I'm a bit older, then I probably won't be so grossed out by the older guy, and then I can have all the benefits. I'll still be, you know, enjoying my youth and a tight bum and a man. Seems to go away with age.
Okay, so that is just a theoretical case. That 19-year-old uni student isn't actually in a relationship with Malcolm Turnbull. But when you are in a relationship with someone a lot older than you, you might have to realise that it's not all Lamborghinis and credit cards. It can be a lot more complicated than that. Meet John and Janine. They started dating when she was 22 and he was 38, and he proposed in the first year.
My name is Janine Warner. I am 29 years old and I'm a graphic designer.
I'm John Warner. I'm 45 years old and I run an advertising agency.
I first met John when we were working in commercial radio in Sydney. I worked for John for a while. I was kind of his secretary, so it's kind of gross, I guess, isn't it?
I know I'd met her, but the first time I really thought, oh, I kind of like her, I'd better run away, was she was working on reception. I was sitting in reception politely trying to ignore her.
So wouldn't even say hello, wouldn't even look at me, nothing.
At that stage, I had been separated for a couple of years and I was trying to stay away from pretty women. And I kind of thought, they get me in too much trouble, and here's one I thought was very pretty, so I thought best ignore it and hope it goes away.
I remember saying, wow, that John, he's pretty good looking if he wasn't so old.
At the radio station we worked at, they used to do Friday night drinks. For some reason, we'd end up just chatting away, you know, and everyone would go home and we'd still be there. And then I think one night I said, well, do you want to go and have some dinner? The chat around the office wasn't good. I was what you'd call one of the more high-flying execs in the place. In fact, there was a book on us for how long we would last. They had it, I think the maximum was about 4 weeks, I think. But I wish I'd taken some money out 7 years later.
Although the office was having a field day, John and Janine's friends and relatives didn't have a problem with the relationship.
Only people that have ever been nasty are people we don't really know.
But it wasn't all smooth sailing. John has two children from a previous marriage, and the ex definitely wasn't impressed.
She, you know, accused me of dating a baby, and you know, it was really none of her business, was the way I looked at it.
Did that make things difficult, though, with the kids?
Initially, yes. You could tell there were things coming out of the kids' mouths that were being inserted by their mother, really. You know, it was difficult then. I think I copped a lot more than Janine did, supposedly being the more mature one.
But despite the odds, John and Janine started talking about marriage and kids right from the start.
We needed to know, because if it wasn't going to go anywhere because of the age gap, then get out of it before you get too far into it. Like, hey, does this 38-year-old guy who's got two kids want to marry me, want to get married again, start another family? And I guess the answer was yes. So,
love is in the air.
Because of John's age, he has extremely high morals. And that's one of the things that I love about him. You know, he went and asked my dad for permission to marry me.
When you were asked, do you want to marry me, what was your reaction?
Yes.
You were the voice of reason.
We were pretty trash that night.
You basically
I don't
said to
really
me,
remember.
You said, yeah, babe, but I think you can do it better than that.
I think I did say that, yes. But yeah, in 2005, he took me to Hawaii and proposed on the beach there at Waikiki, which was beautiful.
That's John and Janine. They started dating when she was 22 and he was 38. We will hear more from them in a few minutes on Hack. My name's Kate O'Toole. You're listening to Hack on Triple J. And you might have heard the news on Triple J today that New South Wales politician John Della Bosco has resigned as health minister after a 26-year-old woman said that she'd had an affair with him for 6 months or so this year. Now, let's forget for a moment that John Della Bosco is married. John Della Bosco is 53. Now, that makes it a 27-year age gap. In this society, which they tell us is youth-oriented, what's the attraction to dating someone old enough to be a parent? Your parent. 1300 055 536 is the number to call. Or you could text on 1975 7556. And relationship therapist Linda Carlisle is in the Hack studio today. Tell me, Linda, are we generally programmed to be attracted to people our own age, or does chemistry just not work like that?
Not necessarily, no. Freud actually said that it was a normal developmental phase to have an attraction to the parent of the opposite sex. So often we choose partners who are quite similar to the characteristics that we admire in our dads or our mums if it's a guy. So it really depends on the person that you're attracted to. And we often obviously meet people in our own age group in the same social circles, and often reach marriageable age around the same time, although these days people are marrying much later. So it's much more open.
What can attract you to somebody who's significantly older, like somebody old enough to be a parent? What's attractive about that?
Well, looks are only an element to attraction. We've heard that brains, obviously, that they're established, that they have money. So that offers security and status, that so they've got the money to be able to treat you well. Powerful men tend to give off a different aura. Look at Christy Hinz. Obviously, Donald Trump's a good example. Look at the glamours that he's managed to get in his life, and we can come up with hundreds of others.
We've had some texts in. One says, I'm 26. I've been seeing somebody who's 43 for 3 years now. His oldest son is 3 months younger than me, and we live in a small town of 5,000 people. That's, I guess, one potential additional pressure. Does age itself put pressure on relationships?
It certainly would in a town that size, that's for sure. I wonder whether or not they're having an open relationship or whether that's an affair type situation. It does, because you have social differences, obviously mixing with older or younger crowd, depending on how much you socialise together, different interests, having kids. Perhaps the person has already had a family and they're not wanting to go through having a second family.
Well, speaking of that situation, Michelle's given us a call. Michelle, you're 25. You were dating somebody who's 42 years old?
Yes.
Yep. He had 6 kids. Now, why did you break up in the end?
Because I decided that I wanted to have my own kids, and see that he'd already had 6 kids and he didn't want any more kids. I was like, okay, so it's one of the few reasons we broke up. Another reason was because he was thinking of moving out of state as well. So that's why we ended up breaking up, because we couldn't see things working after a while. But so the reason he had 6 kids was he actually had 3 kids with his wife, and then they accidentally fell pregnant and they ended up having triplets. And a year after she had the triplets, she ended up dying in a car accident. I actually met him a year after his wife had died.
So that's an extremely complicated situation you're talking about there.
Yeah.
But at 25, all of a sudden becoming an Insta, almost like an Insta parent to 6 kids would have been extremely difficult.
Yeah, it would have. But the thing was, I didn't mind before, because I'd actually done childcare work and I wanted to become a teacher. So I've never had any problem. I wouldn't have had any problems with his children. But then at the same time, I knew sometime in my life I would want to have my own children.
Yeah, I think that's one thing. That's one thing. If your biological clock is running on a different time frame, that must be extremely difficult. Linda?
I think that applies to any repartnering situation, though. If your partner that you've got with has already had children and doesn't want to have any more, whether there's an age gap or not, that's going to have to be something that you're going to have to negotiate.
Yeah, not necessarily something where there's been a 15 or 20 year age gap.
Exactly.
Hey, Chris, you dated a woman who was 35 when you were 19.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
So what caused the breakup in the end?
She actually wanted a physical relation, and I was actually looking for something a bit more than that. And she didn't like the fact that I live at home, but then again, I was only 19.
You're 20 now?
Yes, that's correct.
Would you enter into a relationship with somebody significantly older again?
Probably not that far. I've just come out of dating someone who was, 7 years older than me.
What are the changes with somebody who, you probably even noticed the difference then between the person 7 years older and the person who was 16 years older? What were some of the challenges with that relationship?
Obviously, because me being the younger person, I was probably seen more as an object. So I have to, my whole life and schedule was just based around me meeting their demands, taking them out. Just the standard stuff a guy should do when dating a woman. Yeah.
Thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Oh, that's okay.
That's Chris. You can give us a call too on 1300 055 36. We're talking about dating somebody significantly older today on Hack.
Peter Costello's, smirk really kind of is great. Kind of turns me on a little bit. Yeah, John Howard was a bit of a hottie.
Hack on Triple J.
What is it about dating somebody who's a lot older? What's the attraction there? Have you been in a relationship with somebody who's significantly older than you, say 15 or 20 years? Were there kids about your age? Was that difficult? 1300 0555 36 is the number to call, or you could text on 1975 7555. Well, let's hear again from John and Janine. They met when Janine was 22 and John was 38. Here are the pros and cons of dating someone where there's a significant age difference.
The pros are, you know, that it keeps me young and I try harder, you know, to stay fit and focused and work harder because I'm kind of starting my life again, which is a wonderful thing. You know, that's a massive pro. The cons are, I suppose, we're talking about children and doing it a second time around and being where I was a really young dad before, being an older dad is more of a con, but I think hopefully I'll be a better dad. That's the way I look at it.
Pros would definitely be the maturity. He's very driven, he knows exactly what he wants, and he's got the experience to get it. You know, that's reflected on me because he's helped me grow into what I am now, which is an accomplished graphic designer. I run my own business, and whereas before I was, you know, doing crappy admin jobs, and I don't think I would have ever have developed, you know, my career if I didn't have that encouragement from him. Cons, getting mistaken for his daughter occasionally, which used to happen initially, and particularly when we'd take the kids out. If we took the kids out to dinner, you know, and it'd be the four of us, then, yeah, hi, Mr. Warner, and your three kids, yeah. So that's a tad embarrassing. Doesn't tend to happen now as my crow's feet start to set in.
I think in the beginning I was loving it. I mean, what 38-year-old man doesn't love 22-year-old boobs and a 22-year-old woman. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I really did think in the first couple of weeks, this is going to be really short term. She's going to get sick of this really quickly. So, you know, although you are getting feelings for this woman, be ready for the inevitable. You know, this is going to end.
It was just the thought of, shit, how long is this guy going to be on the earth, you know? How long am I going to be on the earth? I'm only 22. Do I want to tie myself to a nearly 40-year-old guy in my 20s? You know, so it was a lot of stuff like that. And I know John was thinking exactly the same things.
Gamble everything for love, gamble everything.
Biologically, your clock's saying, okay, let's do this. John's clock's gone, already done it.
Kids, well, we've always known that we should at least probably have one. That's been our agreement. That's probably been the hardest thing in having such a massive age gap between us, is that, yes, John's done it all before. You know, he's got adult kids now. One's turning 18, the other one's 14. And, you know, of course, that's going to be a massive ask for him to become a father again, you know, pushing 50.
I'm probably fitter than I was when I was, you know, 27 having my first kid. But when's too old? I can't really make that call. If you love each other and you think you can really look after a baby well, which I think we really can, and it's probably not ideal and it's probably not the way people, you know, foresee their perfect relationship, but if you're in love, there's nothing you can do.
Would you recommend it to people?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Oh, all right, well, it's over now.
He's asking for his ring back.
John and Janine there in slight disagreement about whether they would recommend dating somebody who's a lot older than you. What do you think? 1300 0555 36 is the number to call, or you could text in on 1975 7555. A few texts coming in. My friend started dating our uni professor when she was only 21 and he was 39. I was disgusted with him. They're still together though, 8 years later. My name's Sarah and I'm 23 and I've been in a relationship with a man 22 years older than me. I love his maturity. We have the same interests. All's going great. It's got nothing to do with money or power at all. And another one, I was 28 and dated a guy who was 49. We had a great time together as we loved a lot of the same things, particularly music. He was definitely young at heart. Another text too. My friend's 25 and her partner's 44. Their personalities are eerily similar and they're perfectly suited to each other. But still feels a bit odd to me. On Hack on Triple J, we're talking about dating somebody who's a lot older than you. Linda Carlisle's in the Hack studio. Linda's a relationship and sex therapist. It was interesting hearing John talk there about his vulnerability in his relationship with Janine. You hear about big age gaps and the younger person being attracted to the older person's power, but it didn't seem as though he was necessarily the more powerful kind of figure in that relationship when he was saying, oh, I just kind of didn't know if she'd get bored really quickly.
Absolutely. And he sounds like any man that is concerned with how he's going to keep his partner's interest. So I think it's important to say that we're ageing younger these days. So they say that 40 is the new 30, et cetera, et cetera. But it really is true that, I mean, if you went back 20 years, somebody who was 60 was over the hill, whereas these days there's so many fit, agile 60-year-olds that are going out and doing, you know, active things. So I think that it's a lot different now than what it used to be.
Sarah, you've got a good gauge on the field. You've been out with a 60-year-old.
Yeah.
And now you're with a 23-year-old.
Yes, that's correct.
So what's the difference there? What do you miss about dating somebody who's significantly older than you?
Well, I actually, to be honest, prefer to date someone that is older than me. Now dating someone that's 5 years younger than me is probably, I don't know, it's hard. So I don't really like being the older one, I guess.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think I just feel more secure with someone who is older than me. So...
Is that because a little bit, like we heard John say then, he was kind of working, because he's working harder to please you? Is that what it's about? Or why is it that you feel more secure in a relationship with an older dude?
Well, I actually feel that the one who's younger than me is working harder to please me. The older one's just, I don't know, probably a little bit too set in their ways, a little bit too arrogant sometimes.
And yet you like them better?
Yeah.
So what is it? Pin it down for us.
I don't know. I think as I'm getting older, I'm more attracted to older guys. So I don't know if it's got to do with the security thing or...
So you're 28 now?
Now I am, yeah.
Yep. So dating a 60-year-old, that is an enormous age difference.
Yeah, and that was probably going back a couple of years ago as well, so...
How did you introduce him to your mates?
Well, he was... He was a nightclub owner, so that's how I actually got onto him. So already there, he was introduced to my friends. So that wasn't really a big deal.
What about your folks?
He never met my folks.
You weren't that keen to introduce them? That wasn't going to happen?
That wasn't going to happen.
Thanks very much for giving us a call, Sarah.
No worries, thank you.
You can call 21300 055 36, or you could send a text on 1975 7555 on Hack this afternoon. Have you ever dated someone a lot older than you? I saw a blog post today, by the way, and it was talking about this issue with John Della Bosca. And the post said, the scandal is not that John Della Bosca had sex with somebody, it's that somebody had sex with John Della Bosca. The blog called for that person to resign from that job, whatever it is that they do, which is a little bit funny but a little bit harsh. It does give you a bit of an indication, though, of the pressure that you might be under if you're dating somebody who's a lot older than you. If you've dated someone old enough to be your parent, what kind of judgment did you get from your friends and your families from that? 1300 055 36 is the number to call, or text 1975 7555.
All right, how old do you reckon is too old?
1 year probably isn't too much difference, but maybe more than that begins to be too much.
I think anything over about 2 is way too much.
I'm 20. If they're like in their late 20s, then they might not want to go and do the same things that I want to do, which might be a bit weird. They might not be at uni. They might have like a proper full-time job and everything, so be a bit strange, I guess.
For me, I don't think I'd go any older than 30, and I'm 20.
Have you ever been out with somebody older than you?
Yes.
How much older?
12 years.
So what was that like?
Interesting. They get really tired really easily, and so therefore extremely frustrating. I want to be a cougar when I'm older, because I would just love that fact of having young guys after me while I'm old and wrinkly. So I think that would work out fine.
There's a bit of a double standard emerging here, girls. On the one hand, you're a pretty judgmental 20-year-old, but then when you're older, you want the best of both worlds.
That's my life.
No, look, I think love conquers all things, and it can conquer age brackets, age differences too. Whether you're a guy or a girl, if the love's real, then I don't think it really matters.
Hack. Text 1975 7555.
Mark, you're the younger one in the relationship, but what sort of stigma do you cop?
Well, I'm only 18 years old, and I know it's not a huge difference, but I'm seeing a 24-year-old, and I just cop a lot of, you know, bad things. You know, people thinking I'm the young one. They just get, you know...
Who's directing it at you? Who are you copying it from?
friends and family, like when my family met my girlfriend, it was just awkward and that, but, you know, for my age, I think I am mature. I'm a second year architectural student, and we both have a really steady sort of mature relationship.
Did it make you question the relationship though?
It did at first, but I thought, you know, I don't really care. Well, we both didn't care what other people thought. It's more between us, and it didn't have anything to do with anybody else but ourselves.
How did you get through it though? Or did you just make the decision that it didn't matter?
Oh, we sort of both sat down and talked about it, thinking if it is the right thing because of the stuff that we're copying. But in the end, we thought, no, we'll just keep going with it. We don't really care what other people think, and we're enjoying it.
Is it something that's always there? Is it something that comes up in conversation?
Yeah, it is always up in conversation. Like, oh, who's this? Or when we go out, you know, they check our ID and all that, and they just look at us thinking, well, that's a big difference, especially for an 18-year-old. But we're just sort of used to it now.
Thanks very much for giving us a call.
Thank you.
That was Mark calling there. And Anna, you you got a lot out of dating somebody who's a lot older?
Yeah, he's 52 and I'm 29. Actually, dated him first when I was 19 and he was 42. But, the sex was fabulous. and I just found that I grew a lot because I was with a man who had a lot of life experience, and that sort of forced me into doing that. So I think we met for that reason. And, he's had all this life experience, had been through a marriage and children and...
And how did you grow? How did you sort of grow out of that?
Well, I mean, he forced me to be real because, I mean, I think as you get older and you date, you just cut out of a lot of the bullshit. So he forced me to be honest and, honest with myself and honest with him. And
was he totally cool with the age gap?
No, he was the one who had more of an issue. I think there was a bit of shame for him and, how it would look, him being with such a younger woman. So that caused a few issues.
Oh, so it wasn't a kind of a prize, a trophy girlfriend?
No, not at all. So that sometimes made me feel a bit inadequate because I'm like, well, I want to show you off because I fucking, I love you so much. But he wasn't really on the same page in that sort of thing. He felt a bit subconscious about the age gap.
Thanks very much for giving us a call, Anna.
No worries, thanks.
Linda Carlisle's here on Hack. She's a relationship and sex therapist. Interesting to hear about the dynamic of Anna's relationship there. She said that dating somebody a lot older was great and the sex was great. Is there any, when it comes to sex, Linda, is there a ceiling that you need to be aware of where there could be potential problems there though?
It really depends on the person. As men get older, it tends to be that it's more common for older men to have erection problems. So 50% of men over 50, 60% of men over 60, 70% of men over 70 at some time have problems with their erection. But in saying that, there's Viagra, there's injections, there's all sorts of things that you can do for that. I think older men often make much better lovers because they have had so much more experience. They're focused on the pleasure and it's not so much all about them. It's actually about the pleasuring of the woman. So,
what happens if you stay together though? 10 years down the track, 20 years down the track, do you see clients who run into problems there?
Absolutely, and aging is something that in a long term relationship, if there's a 20-year age difference, when you're 60, you're going to be with an 80-year-old. So that is something that you do need to consider. So you're going to be looking at aged care, and obviously that may affect your sexual relationship. I've seen plenty of 80-year-olds that are still very virile, so it depends on the person again.
Do you have any concerns with big age gaps in relationships? Is there any point where it might not be a good idea?
I think if somebody's really young, I think it comes down to maturity as well. The theme with a lot of the people that have had really positive experiences with older people is that they're quite mature themselves. I think that looking at the power imbalance, it can be a really arousing thing to be with a person who's a lot older, but you also need to work out whether or not it's going to turn into a relationship, or is it just sex? Are you being used? Do you have the negotiation skills and the confidence so that you can avoid being manipulated?
Thanks very much for speaking with us today. Just a couple of texts to finish off. Penny texted in saying, I dated a man 12 years older than me and I'm 20. After a couple of weeks, it was obvious that we lived in completely separate worlds. Definitely something I regret now. Another text, my husband was 46 when we had our first child. I was 30. We have 3 boys now. We swapped roles after 6 years. He's a house dad. I have a great career with lots of support. I highly recommend it. And another person saying, my boyfriend's 9 years younger. A difficulty is children. He's too young and I'm getting too old. It's not an easy thing negotiating a big age difference, it seems, in relationships. Thanks very much, sex and relationship therapist Linda Carlisle, for being on Hack today.
Thanks, Kay.
I'll be with you again at 5:30 tomorrow.